You should be naked on your knees. If you're not, get naked, get on your knees, and wait 2 minutes before continuing this recording. You're a disappointment to me already. If you were well trained enough to know your proper place, that's good. You're still kneeling for some nameless lady on the internet, though I'm pretty skeptical that you're even a man at all. Still, you might be fun for a little while, and there's no question you'd obey my every command. You will, won't you? If not, turn this off. I have no patience for you. There's a good boy. So pliant. Not like my boyfriend. But I digress. I want you to put your hands behind your back and spread your knees. Now put your forehead to the ground. I bet you can feel yourself getting hard. I thought you might. Does your ass feel vulnerable? I hope so. In a few minutes, though, you won't need to worry. Just lay like that for a bit. I'll let you know when you can get up. How does it feel to be in this position? Some random woman telling you exactly how to lay? Time to get up. Are you uncomfortable? Good. Look through your room. Is there anything that would fit in your ass? Of course there is. If you have a plug, that's good. I don't want it coming out anytime soon. Failing that, maybe a Sharpie might work. It might be cute if it were me. Occasionally, I do things like this with my boyfriend. He ravishes me when I need it, but we love each other. Obviously, you don't compare. We could keep you around the house, though. He certainly wouldn't lick my shoes clean. And I do get tired from having to do the housework. If you're lucky, you might even get to eat me out from time to time. Of course, you'd be lucky to do this at all. You'd be in the presence of people who are superior in every way, and even eating his ass or licking his cock clean is more than you deserve. Now, do you have a pair of panties, slut? I know you do. If you don't, buy 3 pairs tomorrow. Don't worry about whether or not the cashiers know they're for you. They do. Put those panties on. If you're too hard to fit them properly, get some ice and sort it out. Then, once you're plugged and pantied, go to your computer. Fire up Facebook and find that girl you've always had a crush on. If by some miracle you've had a girlfriend in the past, bring up your ex. Look at her picture. Think of how she's probably getting fucked right now. You could never give her that. Think about how thrilled she is being pumped into over and over. She probably cheated on you, and really, who could blame her? You should feel ashamed that you deceived her into thinking that you were a real man. While I doubt it lasted long, I'm sure she felt bad the first time she was with a real man during your relationship. For a few seconds, anyway. Hearing me talk about this is getting you almost to the edge, I bet. I'd like to say that I was surprised. Now, go get some ice and ice yourself back to normal. I want you to suffer. Now, repeat the following sentence 5 times. I will obey my goddess's orders. Do it again. I want you to feel it. Pause it if you must. Good. Now say this. Another 5 times. My goddess has taught me that my place is on my knees. Now finally, 7 times, you will say, I will not lie to women about my status, nor will I waste their time. That's enough. To make sure you really get it, I want you to fill a sheet of paper with those and keep it somewhere safe. Don't get rid of it, unless you somehow grow a spine. Pause the recording, but make it quick. Imagine that I'm watching you do it. You wouldn't want to keep me waiting, would you? Now you probably want to come, don't you? If you do, I'm going to have you do something you don't like. If you don't, listen at the end of the audio for my instructions. For my impatient little sluts, and I know you're one of them, go to the bathroom, fill your mouth up with toilet paper, kneel, pause the recording, and work yourself to the edge. Are you almost there? Stand up. Get over to the toilet and come into it. Don't let a drop escape. I bet you thought I'd let you eat your cum, didn't you? Instead, it goes where it belongs. Flush it down and watch it go. Now, back on your knees, hands behind your back, and forehead to the floor. Whenever you come from now on, you're going to do it in a toilet. For those who thought they could please me by not coming, stand in front of the toilet and start jerking off. Ruin it into the toilet. You didn't really think that denying your orgasm impressed me, did you? Pathetic.